Hey, Rabbi, I came in this morning and I was, I think, blown away is the right term by the Kol Torah. It was Mamish Marish. I really wanted to stay. I'm in just sitting in this Marish. I'm a little tired. Right now I feel fine. And this is a magnificent Mokum here. They offered me a private room upstairs. It was so I laid down for a little while. I feel energized. I'm just staying here for, the government share was Givaldic and everybody's participation. It's a Mayrizik thing that's going on here. Mamish Mayrizik, you should be there for the Gomei Chayel Ochoil. And thank you for giving the opportunity to participate. Okay, I want to start off with my mother's rule. Okay, I'll introduce myself in the following way. We have a Cheshire Mishbekoil in Chicago. We've been learning together for 11 years. It's the first Seder Koil. Seven of us are Rabbanim. My mother's rule is the following. If you have a Shaila, what would my mother say? What would my mother say? It can apply to anybody's mother. It happened to be, we took my mother as the, so sometimes we call my mother even ask her, well, what would you say? What would you say? I mean, what would a person think about a shayla? Now, I'm leaving this as a hagdama. My mother's rule, what my mother say, she's been in the hospital for several months. So I was asked to speak about, I believe, a Hilchus Nezikin. That's not the shilas that are going to be discussed this afternoon, but a few other shilas that are going to be discussed. Now, in the Kollel, by us, it happens to be that we just, for the last year and a half, we started with Genev, Xelish, and Menches. We went to the end of Shulchan Aruch, the Sefer of Zion, which is really Hilchus Nezikin and really most of Bava Kama. So I want to lay out a few issues, and then I know everybody here, almost everybody, I'm a chanchem. I always wished, I wasn't the kid in the back of the class who made trouble for the Rebbe, but I always sat next to the kid who would always raise his hand and say, what's the difference, the cow? Nobody ever found a cow in the street, stop it. It happens to be that I was the exception to the rule because my five uncles and my grandfather, some of them, Aliyah Mashal, owned a cattle farm. My uncle, I guarantee I was the only person in Lakewood that my uncle was gored several times. I can guarantee that. But Aval P. Kane, it's not stone, no gay, Lamaisa, right? And what's going on? The kid in the back of the room, what's happened? Okay, so let's talk like this, in general. Ritzicha, Raideif, Adam Amazik, Adam Amazik, Mammon Shehizik, Grum and Garmi. Right, let's say that those are the basic categories when we talk with Nezikin. So I'm going to talk about the three categories of Adam Amazik, Garmi and Grum. And I like to talk about it in a little bit of a different way. I'll show you what I mean. Simply put, I'm going on a scale. So we go from the bottom up, ascending order. Start off with Grum, indirect. That's the least involvement. That's the case where the person takes the least achrayis, because his actions are not really his actions, they're indirect. Adam Amazik means that somebody goes ahead and then classical case, takes a baseball bat and either Rachman al-Fan hits a person or smashes the windshield of a car. That's Adam Amazik. Somewhere in between is a very complicated simon with a lot, gigantic shachs, big tumul, shin pei vav. What is Garmi? Garmi is somewhere in between Groma and Adam Amazik. Machlekes Tanoim, Machlekes Amoraim, Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes Achrayim, big tumult of what exactly it is. But simply put, there's Grama, and then there's Adam Amazik, and some in the middle of something called Garmi. Okay, so now I'd like to discuss the following. This is going to be the, let's call it the theme, or the thread of what I'd like to talk about. And that is that in Halacha, not everything fits so clearly into a box. This is the rubric, these are the parameters, everything doesn't fit all the time. I want to give you an example. The halacha is, which is really, when the lights went on, we discovered this. This is a very big issue. What is mesira? Mesira means a person is an informant. Okay, well, what category is that? Is that Adam Amazik? Is that a grumma? Well, what is that? Well, what did a person do? A person can say, I didn't do anything. Somebody called me up and asked me a question. I told him the answer. What do I do? Now, unfortunately, as a Rav, besides the Kollel, I've gotten, somebody called up and said, called me on I think it was God of July 4th weekend. He said, the FBI called him up. The FBI said, we need your books by Tuesday morning. she said that, you know, it's like what we can say, I'm going away. And the FBI calls, said, this is the FBI, we need your books by Tuesday morning. I don't care what you're doing. By Tuesday morning, we need your books. And the reason they needed his books is because there was another firm person in the community who had been buying stuff from him. You know, it was a classical, terrible, frightening Shiloh of Masira. So Masira is unfortunately, it's alive and well. It's very, very, very relevant. So, let me say it like this. Masira is not a mazik. The person didn't take a baseball bat and smash all these windshields. It's not a mazik. Be a diet. So what is it? So we get into a category of something called agarmi. Agarmi, he's a cause for this person to have his records or his files or whatever else may be given over to authorities that may end up doing something to him. But he's agarmi. Now it's a very fascinating concept. If I ask you a question, how many times does Saint Shulchan Aruch Ein lois chelik olam haba? Doesn't say it's a lot in Shulchan Aruch. Check with the computer, I think it may be only twice in all the Shulchan Aruch it says Ein lois chelik olam haba. One of the places that it says it is Kol ha-moisi yisrael b'yad goyim Bein b'gufa b'ein b'maymai Ein lois chelik olam haba. This is Sin Pei Ches, this test. It's a pretty frightening mechaber. It's a mechaber. Ein lois chelik olam haba. Now that's based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's not on a Gemara in Bava Kama.
Sin pays test.
Can I define Masira? Yeah, I could. Would you like me to? I could try to.
The case that you're talking about,
yeah.
I say, give me your books. I don't tell you why I asked you. Am I
directly
getting you?
Yeah, well, that's true. But this was knowledge. This was knowledge because he, maybe I should have said it. He specified because they wanted the interactions with one of his clients. The simple translation of Masira means you are informing without doing anything physically, only talking or showing, you are informing a non-Jew about a Jew's assets, whether it's his physical body, whether it's his monetary assets. That's what Masira means. You are informing.
I'm just asking, where were you on July 20th at 2 p.m.?
Where was I on July 20th at 2 p.m.? You want to ask me where I was? That's probably talking about myself. I don't think that would be a situation.
Show me your books. I'm not going to tell you why.
There's no such thing. Show me your books. I'm thinking, in this situation, he knew why. Show me your books. I don't want to jump ahead, but what time was I supposed to stop? If you remind me, I have Mike, I don't like to say it over. I've said it so many times publicly. It's on different tapes, but I want to, maybe people didn't hear. I'll ask you at the end. Right before I stop, I'll tell you something about Masira, which is how I got introduced to Rabbonis, my first year in Rabbonis. It was, okay, you'll hear soon. Okay, now, what I want to point out is the following, though. If you want to go with the strict letter of the law, it's not shayach to say that somebody's Eimel Chelik Olam Habok for being over Garmi. Garmi is not mechayev somebody ein lachelik olam haba. You've done something which is a little bit more than indirect. It's not as much as a matzav yadayim. Again, keeping it simple, it's somewhere in between matzav yadayim and a grumma. What do you mean ein lachelik olam haba? What does that mean? I'm going to give you another example. This is another example that's perhaps maybe even more famous because of the little nursery rhyme we used to say, right? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but worms will never harm me. Right? A lot of talk about whether that's correct, not correct, etc. Right, let's talk. Simen Tov Chof is the simen about Adam HaMazik. Now we all know when a man is Mazik, Adam HaMazik, Adam, a man is Mazik, another person, there are five Chiyuvim. Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Shevet, and Baishim. So Simen Tov Chof is a fascinating simen, goes through all of these halachas as how a person, what Chiyuvim a person is going to have in these five categories. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in order for there to be a Chi of Baishes, it has to be a Maisa. And so too it's for Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Shevet, Baishes. There has to be some type of physical action between the person, the Mazik, and the Nizik. There must be some type of physical action for there to be a Chi. So which would mean, sticks and stones will break my bones, the words will never harm me, words alone, Baishes the Dibur, Baishes without a Maisa, there should not be any Chiyuv. I'm not another mamazik. I didn't do anything to you physically. Baishes means if I slap a guy across the face. So the nezek, and then there's Tsar, and then there's Ripoy, and the Sevis if he misses work or she misses work, and there's Baishas. Baishas means like, the guy comes in and you ask him what happened to your face. You look like somebody slapped you across the face. It's a bazillion. That's exactly what happened. You have fingers, you have a black eye. What happened? Somebody punched him. That's Baishas the mice. So Baishas the Dibur, Wahalacha, as far as Dina Gemara is concerned, Potter. You're Potter. What about the Gemara that says, Amal Mpani Chavei Abraham? What's that Gemara? I was learning my Chavrusa. We were learning some in Tavchav. We said, what do you do with the Gemara, Amal Mpani Chavei Abraham? We're learning it in Daf Yomi. So the Gemara didn't say, you chayiv any money over there. What? Good. Well, that doesn't have nothing to do with that. Right? doesn't pass the name of Chelik Olam Haba Yeshu Chelik Olam Haba. Kodesh Baruch Hu passes on that. What about money? Call somebody any type of name. It's going to be with a din tyra. It's going to be a din tyra. What happens if you if a person person breaks a shidduch, embarrasses somebody 3 days before the chasm, they call up the marriage. They didn't physically do anything to anybody. Maybe it's a shiloh. Chelik Olam Haba. What are you have to pay anything? To pay anything to any boishes. So before Abel learned anything in Chayshon Mishpat, he went to a rug's house, and was listening to him on the phone, and he said, pay $25,000. Somebody broke his shidduch 3 days before the chasana. He said, pay $25,000 for boishes. So Lamaisa, in Simon Chalchav, in Siflam and Ches, it says, Rokak bechavei, right? You spit at someone. Spit in his face. You chayv. Our rokak bechavei, you spit in his clothing. Then an amazing thing says the Mechaber. Now if you ask my mother, right, you ask your mother, ask my mother, embarrass someone publicly, so of course you said that person has to appease you, we should give you money. What do you have to do? Embarrass somebody publicly, of course. But Ma, it says in Halacha, Baisha B'dvarim is Potter, right? So the next line says Yesh LeBezdin, I have Bezdin Rabbi Gottman, the Chol Makayim, the Chol Zman, Ligda Kefi Mashiyiru. The Yisai Mim Shemanad Maisai Shefai Shemavuyish. So the Makor for this halacha is not in Gemara. There's a rush quoting Rashi Ragoi. Then all of a sudden the Gemara says you potter on Baishas Var. And the rush comes along in Paschins based on Rashi Ragoi Nechayit. So what's happening? What's happening? This has been a fascinating, I would even say somewhat of an aggravating subject. Okay, everybody here is a Rebbe. So what's halacha? Halacha is a person's a mazik. You can pay with subin. You can pay with subin. So this kasha has been bothering me for, I don't know, maybe more than a year. I asked this to Rosh Shmuel Berman of Salat HaChasana. It's a big chasana. I was there. I said, somebody damages someone's property. Someone damages $20,000 in damages. Bez and Paschim go $20,000. Guy says, Givaldic. Givaldic why? He says, because I have $20,000 worth of empty soda cans sitting in my garage. My wife is killing me. I don't want to take him to the store to show. $20,000? I'm going to take him to this guy. Subin. Call me the Meitavu. I told my mother, I'm going to take $20,000 worth of soda cans and drop it off in the front guy's lawn to pay him. You want to do that? Lechatchila. That's what Shmuel told me. I said, Lechatchila, you have cash. Lechatchila, you can pay Subin. Lechatchila. Lechatchila. Okay, so now, there's no Shaila that the Torah, there's no Shaila here that the Torah is a government. There's no Shaila. The Torah is the Torah. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I have a problem. It's not the Torah's problem. I'll tell you what my problem is. My problem is my great-grandfather came to America in 1904. And, you know, my children, my grandchildren are seventh-generation Americans. It's hard not to think like an American. It's justice, it's right, it makes sense, it's this, it's a pain in the neck, you know, all the different things that we may use. But the truth of the matter is, the Rashid Hashlita, which used to say from a bar in Zatel, he once got angry at some other Shia. And he said he's saying it over the way Rav Aaron Zatel say it over. Player. Leg the cup to the Gemara, and this is the Gemara from cup. Right? I mean, you know, put your head into the Gemara. It's the Gemara that's going to determine how we're supposed to think. We're not going to determine how the Gemara is supposed to think. Right? Okay, so good. So now, in Bava Kama and in the Zikin, we have to be able to, you know, try to formalize this and put this all together. I'm going to give you an example. It's an example that happened. The Shiloh came into the Kovar within the last month. It sounds so funny, but what should I tell you? Came in. Somebody's dog, two Jews. Somebody's dog bit somebody else. Okay, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha? This is a regular case. This is Maman Amazik, right? This is Mamish Maman Amazik. Doesn't have to be a cow. Nobody has any cows. Tell the kid in the back of the room, it's good, there are no cows, except for, I might have met somebody whose uncle has a farm. Otherwise, no cows. Plenty of people have dogs. I'm not getting into no opinions here. Plenty of people have dogs. Dog goes and bites somebody. You know, so what happens? So what is that? So what's a dog? A dog is what? There's a mu'ur or a mu'ur or a tam? Oh, it's a, all of a sudden, the mu'ur tam becomes a geya. So it's a tam. It's not a mu'ur. It's a tam. What does a tam pay? Kashinezik. Now, first of all, you don't pay Kashinezik. It's just a government, right? It's a kanas, right? You can't pay. You can't make anybody pay Kashinezik.
Is there a homeowner's insurance policy?
Oh, we'll leave out the homeowner's insurance policy for a second. It's a good question. Oh, so one second, why don't you say like this? A pit bull, maybe. A regular dog, with a regular dog, no pit bull. Okay, another 1 second. Okay, dog's not more the other one. No, dog's not more the other one. No, you're looking at children, the dog is not more the other one. No, sir. Oh, sir. Here's the nezik. You ready? He ripped the kid's pants when he bit the leg. Okay, so now. But 1 second. A Tom only pays, so the pants cost $10, whatever, right? And the pants are used, they're worth $4. Maybe they're worth $2. You gotta pay half, you can't pay. Right? It's only kinas, right? But Rahman al-Hassan, the person's laid up in the hospital for a week. With a bite. With a serious bite. Broke the skin, there was bleeding. This, that. Let's say the person was an adult. Go to the suit pants, whatever it costs, it goes $25. And you can't, peasant can't make you pay. The guy has to be toughest, and toughest from where? From the dog, you have to be toughest the dog, and that's, right? Tom, right, what do you pay? Pay me good pay, right? So you gotta be toughest the dog. Right, then, right? And now the guy's in the hospital for a week, feels come like this, loses his shadows for a week. What's that? Welcome for Rashi Shulchan Aruch. You don't pay Dalad Dvarim from Maman Amazik. You only pay Dalad Dvarim from other Mamazik. So in essence, he's not gonna get a dime. Not going to get a dime. I'm telling you because I'm talking to myself, you know, such a question right here, that you should understand that, you know, it's really to figure out what's really going on in Hilchos Nezikin and where you can push or where you can't push. Now, I'll give you one more famous Shaila, famous Machlokes. What's it by Aish? Tom and Aish is Potter. Tom Beis is Potter, right? That means a fire burned something and something was hidden, so Tom Beis is Potter. So it says a Baruch there. It's unbelievable to learn the Baruch there la halacha. Oh, who ever thought such a thing? It's like oxymoronic. No, it's not oxymoronic. The Baruch there is halacha. So Baruch there says that Tom Beis is chayiv what's the Shemayim. What's the Shemayim you should pay? Chazanish disagrees. What I mean to say is, when do you tell a person, listen, you know, some responsibility you bear. But the din says I don't. We haven't come to a great conclusion. I'm not here to give the conclusion of all the chaburas we've been saying, but I'm just telling you that I'm coming to be ma'orev. That lamaisa on ripui, sheves, boishes, and tsar from a dog, there's nothing to talk about. There's no chiv. The guy's laid up in the hospital. My mother's screaming from her hospital bed. Make the guy pay. That's what I keep on saying about my mother, right? Sorry, Ma, you don't pay. Shulchan Aruch says you don't pay. Where's the Menschlichkeit? Okay, now here's the Shiloh. Is that an American Shiloh or is that a Halachic Shiloh? I'm not being, I don't mean it as a pejorative. I'm saying seriously, you know. What are we doing here? You need a Besen, you gotta go to a Besen. You know, what's happening? The guy's laid up for a week and misses work and this and that and all these different things. So what is that? So Halacha says you're Potter. Halacha says you're Potter. What's that? Implied contract is a nice statement. The question is whether or not that implication is going to implicate anything as far as Bezdin is concerned. Bezdin may tell you, we were just in last week in Bnei Brak, we asked a very question of a guy in Mendel Shafran. He wanted to say that, look, you can't be Mechayiv, you can definitely be Mechayiv the person to get rid of his dog. You know, get rid of his dog, so the dog shouldn't do that. Rabbi Eliyahu Levin once told me that, you know, the Maisa, the Torah allows the person to have animals. Torah does allow a person to have animals. So Torah was mechayev you on some level of shmirah, but not all levels of shmirah, because you're allowed to have an animal. You have to be, you have to be cognizant of the fact that people do have animals. You be careful when there's a dog. Again, it's a real shaila. It's a real live shaila. I don't want to keep on pushing this, but it's a real live shaila in the classroom. This is a real live shaila. What are the gedorim? Where are we? Now, this is a machlekes contemporary poskim. We found three against one in this shaila. Shaila said again, somebody hit somebody. An accident. Adam will the island. Guy swinging a baseball bat, right? Odom or the other, or hits a shot, right? And hits somebody in the Rachmanis on the head. Guy's out cold. Wakes up, call a solar, take him to the hospital, and all the x-rays, MRIs, everything else, Baruch Hashem, he's fine. But the bill, we'll talk about insurance in a second, but let's say he uses insurance, but his deductible is $5,000. So who pays the $5,000? So what do you say? Who pays the $5,000? Adam Woodley Olam. Adam Amatik has to pay five things, right? Nezik Tzar Ripoy Shabbos and Boishas. Oh, it's not Ripoy. Why not? Okay, what does Ripoy mean? Oh, who says?
Me.
You. Okay, that's good. Okay. You're in the minority. I mean, it's a good person to be with, but you're in the minority. Rabbi Yashu holds that that's Ripoy. Rishon Zalman holds that that's Ripoy. Sitzel Yezah holds that that's Ripoy. But Mitzin Karelis, who we just saw this past week on Wednesday night also, he holds that that's not called Ripoy. Ripoy means a person's sick and you're restoring him. This is not sick. So Reactive and everybody else holds this is normative behavior. Normative behavior is included in Ripoy. That's called Ripoy. And Mitzin Karelis says, no, Ripoy means a person's sick. You make him better. This person wasn't sick. He looked sick. It was scary. But he's not sick. Not sick.
So all tests would fall into that category.
Which is, pardon the pun, it's a very scary stock. I mean, you know, this is brought down in Nishmat Avram. In Nishmat Avram from Dr. Abraham, he brings this down. And he says at the end that Rabbi Yashiv told him, but if a person's hypochondriac, I forgot the words in the wrist for hypochondriac, but if a person's hypochondriac, then. What? No, it's not what he says. First hypochondriac. Then you have to, you know, you have to be done, you know, just because the person demands all types of tests, then you may not have to pay. But anything which is quote unquote normative medical procedure that you have to pay, that's called Ripoy, even though the person wasn't sick. And Nissen Karela says like you. Nissen Karela says like you. That's not called Ripoy. He only has his paper called his paper Chuta Shani. He says over there, he just has three words, Ain't that Ripoy. Ain't that Ripoy finishes out Ripoy. Okay.
For example, let's say you want to set the bone. If you don't know where the crack, where the break is, you have to have an X-ray.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Believe me, I'm not.
Even if you do the, let's say you do the Ripoy, anything that's not in the Ripoy is not considered Ripoy. Keep it as a test.
According to Rav Nissim Karelis, that's what you have to die. Light Rav Yashiv, light Rav Shlomo Zalman, light Rav Sitzel Yezer, anything which is normative behavior is going to be considered Ripoy. Okay, so I just want to get back to the first two things before we go weiter. In the first two issues, I want to understand, like, I'm giving you my words. You can use any words you want, but by Nias Daiti, I think there are two things happening. There are the halachas of Chesha Mishpat, Hilchas Chesha Mishpat, the what we used to, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevet, Vaishas, etc. And then, I'm just using, for lack of a better term, this is my term, this is Inyoni Cheshen Mishvot. The Hainu, a Garmi is a big machlokes. Many people will hold that Garmi is not Chayv and Dalal Devarim, etc. But then there's this other concept found within Shas that a Masur, who is a Garmi, because of the Gemara of a Kama, the Sukh Zion with the famous Meister of Kahana, Tol Nichmar is the pasuk that's quoted when a person is going to take a Jew and subjugate him to be entrapped. Tol Nichmar, that's Ein Lochelik Olam Haba. A Masa can be killed. Yeah. I'll tell you in a second. And the Mordechai and Sleif of Akama is Kuf Tes Zayin. Ask, how come there's a din of my reading by a Masa and there's no din of my reading by a Masa?
Mazik. Yeah, a person who's been a mazik, and now you think he might make a mazik. Onam a mazik. There's no dinim arina. Onam a mazik. But on a muscle there is, even though a muscle is only a gani. He says because of this concept called tomichma. Tomichma means giving something over, giving a Jew over to a non-Jew, putting him in that type of entrapment. The Gemara says is a gefal chazak because of this pasuk, because of this meister with Rav Kahana, because of this Gemara near the Baba Kama. The Rush is saying the same type of thing when it comes to Baishas. Baishas without a Maisa is not Chayiv in the rubric called Dinei Choshen Mishpat. Baishas without a Maisa is not Chayiv. But at the same time, Chazal on a different sugya told us that being Mavai is someone is a Shrek L'Chazak. That's a Shrek L'Chazak. Now that Shrek L'Chazak may not give you the opportunity in the Dina de Gemara to Mechayiv money. But the Maisa Rishir going Paskin based on the Gemara is that being Mavayah someone is Amal Tanei Chaver Barab Me'el Lachel Kalo Mabo, that gives a person which then became something which is Paskin Ma'alach and Simen Tov Chof Sip Lamin Ches of Ma'alach will be not in somebody until they pay if they're Mavayah somebody B'divut. At the same time, besides the Baruch Be'er, no one says that Allah applies to Tom and Beish. Tom and Beish is Pasir. I'm a Maisa, I lost $1 million that was Tom. So nice again, excluding the Baruch Be'er. Baruch Be'er is in the minority opinion. Everybody else says you're potter. Why you're potter? Because the Torah says you're potter. Do you know why a Kaddish Baruch wants that Talmud should be potter? Talmud is potter. So it's a very, there's a balance going on over here. Somebody's trying to pass and the guy ruined me for life. But it was Talmud. Then there's a big shiloh. Remember the shiloh? What happens if somebody is Talmud? Meaning, somebody starts a fight and he quickly runs over and is tumbling something, right? He covers something up, right? What's going to be with that? It's against the tumult. So again, I mean to say it's like this, that when we learn Baba Kama, it's extremely important to know these are halachas. Then we have to go vice in the Shulchan Aruch to see how and when different piskei halachas come out. We were not able to find anybody who says that the sheves and the ripui and the tzas and the dog biting, you have any din to get any money. You're not going to be able to get any money. Have a mice and a guy's laid up in the hospital because of your dog. Good, the best will make you get rid of the dog. So tell of Ra, get rid of the dog. But money? Doesn't can't be Machayu. If you want to go ahead on your own volition and pay the guy because you feel bad, go right ahead and do what he wants. But best to do something like that, doesn't can't do it. Doesn't can't do it. Because the mice and the Gemara says by Boishas, that there is such a thing. I'm giving you the way we understood it. By Boishas, the Rush and Rashi were going past in the Riz, because the Maisa is in somewhere else, in Bob Messiah, not in Baba Kama, there's a din, not in the Sugya Boishas, there's nothing called Mount Tarech Haver Rab, Eil Chel Chababah. Chazal don't like that. They don't want somebody to buy somebody Medivor. And the same thing, there's something called Mesira. Chazal don't like Mesira. You're a Myrid. I want to tell you somebody in Shul, one of the, I don't know, in most Shuls, unfortunately, this is the way it's going nowadays. There aren't that many survivors left. In Shul, survivor told me, he remembers as a kid, 12 years old, he said he'll never forget it. We've seen Mincha Maariv on Shabbos. Mincha Maariv on Shabbos, we were having Shalosh Shudas. He was outside playing outside the shul. He said he walked over to a guy, two guys walked over to a guy, they took acid, threw it in his eyes. He was a muffler. And they blinded him. They blinded him. They caught him and they blinded him. He said he remembers as a kid. He just happened right where he was. They blinded him. Mysterious. Okay. Okay. I'd like to. I didn't ask the permission to do this, but I'd like to. What's that? I'd like to say in front of a mature audiences that there's something else that has to be discussed in Hilchos Nezikin. Unfortunately, it's extremely relevant, and I think we have to talk about it. I happen to have been sitting on a Bezdin for the last, even before we started learning Chesha Mishpat, it must be 15 years. It's been a very unfortunate Bezdin, and unfortunately I think that every city should make such a Bezdin. Okay, the title of this Bezdin, I've never gotten a kibbut from this Bezdin, I've never been called up under the chuppah to get the bracha with a title from this Bezdin. This Bezdin is called, in Chicago it's called the Special Bezdin. It's called the Special Bezdin. Okay, this Bezdin deals only with cases of Nezikin, but only one aspect of Nezikin, and that's molestation. It's the only thing we deal with. Deal with cases of molestation, child molestation. So I'd like to say the following. I'm going to give you a shayla halacha l'maisa first, which unfortunately just came to the kodel. And everything we've been talking until now will be no geya to this shayla. Somebody, Rahman al-Sam, was molested when they were a young girl. Who molested? And now they're and this young lady got married, and things are not working out so well in the marriage, which is par for the course for someone who's been a victim of molestation. Things are not working out so well. In order for things to work out, this young lady needs therapy, a lot of therapy. And the therapists feel that it will be successful. It will take a few years. It will be costly, well into the five figures for therapy. Now, the person who molested this young girl, they know who he is. He admitted it. Is that Reboy?
The therapy is going to make her better.
Correct. Is that Reboy? Is that Groma? What is that? Okay, so is she sick?
It's psychological.
Now we have arrived. So I'd like to say it like this, Rabbi Isaac. I'm not giving anybody Yitzhak. I'm not discussing what a person should discuss in 5th grade, 6th grade, 12th grade, Beis Medrash, Kollel, whatever you want to discuss. But I am discussing one thing, that halacha is really alive and well. The only thing we have to do is extrapolate it. It's hard to do that. It's hard to extrapolate it. Then we need to got to figure out what the Gedolim have to say, the other person has to say. But these are current shailos. These are real shailos. So we felt, now this is going to be totally I'm not going to get into all the details. I don't want to get into the graphic details. But Adam Amazik, according to Simon Tovkoff, in order to be chayav in Ripoy, has to be somebody who touched somebody. And so it depends, you know, there's different, a person can harm someone without touching the person. They can harm someone this way without touching the person. So that could be an afkamina. That's not going to be Reboy. And even if the person did touch somebody, and therefore they should be Reboy. They should be Reboy if they touch someone. It's psychological, therapeutic help. Is that going to be considered what Rabbi Yasha said earlier as normative? Is that restoration? Is that not restoration? The Gemara says, "Iyu the Abbas Anavshe." Some places can told us, which I personally, it was a little hard for me to hear, that the Gemara does say in Baba Kama, "Iyu the Abbas Anavshe," that you brought the fright upon yourself. You make yourself frightened. Don't be frightened. Okay, a little hard to hear if that's what Chazal meant in this type of fear, or is it going to be a dinner reaper? Now, this particular case, the total was about $50,000, $60,000 minimum. And the question was, does he have to pay or not? He said, if I have to pay, I'll pay. If I don't have to pay, I won't pay. Tell me what I have to do. Okay, we only heard the Shiloh. We weren't asked the Paschim on this Shiloh. Shiloh came from out of the country, so we were just told about the Shiloh. But the Shiloh is real. The Shiloh is real.
And they can prove directly that A
caused B? You know, in the world of psychology, nobody can prove anything. You know, in the world of science, they can basically prove anything.
Why
didn't
he say ultimate
what? He could say that. That was part of the Shiloh. Yes, the Inachanami, that is part of it. There's no question about it. That is part of the Shiloh. But one could hear that a person could say that if a therapist says that it's been proven in many, many theorem that by doing this type of therapy, we can help this person be restored to quote-unquote a normative life. So one could hear, I mean, I could hear pastors, that that's called Reboy. Reboy is, as you said before, if Reboy is restoration, Enochah restoration, God will that. This is restoration. So Mecha Tesa, you shouldn't have to pay for that. That should be something you have to pay for.
So we have a problem with the Enochah Masma Russia. We will find a new world over here.
No. That would be a good question. Maybe it should be directed more to Rabbi Gutman. But Lamaisa, maybe it's also part of the situation in which this person says that, listen, I admit I did something wrong. I would like to fix it. If you tell me that there's a din of Reboy, whether that's going to get into any other Mesach to Russia, to Mechayev, the person's saying, I want to pay. But I want to pay if it falls on the Reboy. Okay, yeah, maybe for that you need Pogin and Debur. I'm not 100% sure that you do. Maybe a person could say he does. I'm not sure. Okay, so
now we're getting to the next part of the last part of what I want to talk about, which is a very difficult part. I'll segue now back to the question you asked me before, and I'll tell you about Rosh Chodesh Zatzal, and then maybe we'll go right there from here. The first year I was Rav, I was zeicher I developed a very close shaychus for Rosh Chodesh Zatzal over the phone. I called him up the first time. Anybody ever heard this mic system before? Okay, I apologize. I called Rosh Schwab up, and the first conversation was, I introduced myself, I said, I'm a Rav in Chicago. He said, what's the name of your shul? I said, Adas Yishur. And he said, I like you already. It was a great opening, it was Ashgocha, whatever. So, it's unbelievable. So, I want to tell you, this was one of these life-altering experiences. So, we became friendly. Whatever, you know. One of the biggest compliments I've ever got in my life, I don't know why I'm telling you this, and there's no shaykhah, but Rosh Schwab once said to somebody who was in Washington Heights, going to Chicago, I have a colleague in Chicago, his name is Zeb Cohen. And that was like, you know, like it was the biggest one of my biggest, best moments. That I told my mother. Anyway, a year or two after I developed a shaykhah, the core of Rosh Schwab, I said, I have a shaykhah. What's a shaykhah? I said, a frum person and called me up and said that her checkbooks were being requested by the FBI. Now, requested is a step below subpoenaed. Being requested by the FBI. So, and she said she knew why. Because there's another from person. This is going back now 18, 19 years. Another from person who has a cash business. And then they want me to give my checkbook so they'll be able to, you know, that was the question. So, so I said to Rashad, what should I do? What should I do? She said to me, ask me the question again. So I told him, a firm person has a cash business. Another firm person has checks. The FBI came and they requested the checks. And, you know, and they said, you know, so what should I do? She said to me, ask me the question again. So I knew, I don't have to be a rocket scientist. Something was wrong. I don't know where I was wrong, but I don't know what's going to happen over here. I said, a firm person has a cash business. That's what I said. So he was in Washington Heights. I was in Chicago. I did not need a phone. He gave a bang on his stender. This was, I'm saying, a life-altering experience. He gave a bang on his desk, whatever it was. And he said to me, don't call that person from. He's not from. He said it much louder than that. I don't want to scream. I can scream louder. Don't call him from. He's not from. He's not from. Maybe Shabbos Shabbos. Maybe he's on film. But don't call him from. He's not from. Then he said to me, now what can we do to help him? That's not a stira. That's not oxymoronic. Don't call, get your term straight in life. That's what he's trying to tell. You're a young Rav, get your term straight. He's not Frum. Since that time, I've called people Shomer Shabbos. Frum is a special title. He's not Frum. He's not Frum. He wears Tefillin, keeps kosher, keeps Shabbos, fine, but he's not Frum. Now what are you going to do? Okay, that's another Shabbos. Now I'll figure out what to do. He's stuck a Yid. He didn't say he's not a Yid. He's a Yid. Okay, now what do we do with a Yid? That's the Gevaldik Hagdor. So Mesira is a complicated business. It's a complicated business, very complicated. Okay, now there's another piece which is extremely complicated, which is mandated reporters, which is very, very complex because schools can, that's what you were asking me for, teachers can lose their license, principals can lose their license, schools can be closed down, literally I'll see the books. After the incidences that took place in the Catholic Church, changed laws and states changed, and Rabbanim in certain places became mandated reporters. It was a state level law, not a federal law. It also complicates issues. Also complicates issues for the Beis Din. The special Beis Din I spoke about before complicates issues. Three of us are Rabbanim, one's a Rosh Yeshiva. Two of us are Rabbanim, one's a Rosh Yeshiva, one's a Dayan, and a Beis Din. That's complicated. Complicated issues. Complicated issues.
What do you mean by mandated reporting?
A mandated reporter means the state says that if somebody feels that something suspicious is going on, you must call DCFS. Okay, you must call DCFS. Now, I will tell you also that even calling DCFS does not mean, at least in Illinois it's called DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services. DCFS, in our experience, is not as severe as the Beis Din is. The Beis Din has been much more severe in its guidelines to people who are molesters than DCFS is. Unless something very radical takes place from the adult to the child, within a couple of years, the person, jail time doesn't happen, and very often children don't want to go to court, parents don't want to take the children to court, it's too traumatic. I don't want to make the whole shiur based on this, and I know it's a very hot topic, unfortunately, but it's I just felt that if I'm talking about groma, gami, and this and that, and what the differences are, we have to hear that this is also part of our life, unfortunately. So that's the big issue. That's the big issue. There's one more issue, and this is really where Rabbi Gutman, I'll translate. I just want to put it together with something that Rabbi Gutman said earlier. How do you know that anything happened? How do you know anything happened? A 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 22-year-old who's saying about something happened when they were 8 years old, you know, the preponderance was the word that Rabbi Gutman used before, the preponderance of evidence, does that take place here? Does that allow for mystery to take place? These are big shilas. Rabbi Yasha wrote a few tshuvas. This is a very big tumult in New York with all different types of bills that are going on right now. This is a very, very serious issue. Very serious issue. Shin Pei Ches, which is Mesira, it's a very serious issue. Shin Pei Ches is a very serious issue about being a Masur, but I will tell you that Reb Chaim Cohen is going to be here later. He issued a psak once. This is a shiloh that we had. Maybe I'll conclude with this, but let me just tell you a shiloh. This shiloh came to me directly in shul. I had a person in shul, brilliant man. This is going back already maybe... I don't know if it's 10 years, but it's a number of years. He headed up a unit in one of the top 400 companies in the country. He headed up a unit 10 years ago. He was, everybody in the unit, there were 6 people in the unit. Each person in the unit was making over $300,000. I don't know how much money he was making. This is a 6-person unit within a 25,000 employee company. And they developed a product for their company, which the company assumed would generate, this is the first time I ever heard the word wahalocha, they generate $1 billion in sales with $100 million in profit. Now, one of the 6 people working under this person in my shul was a person who wore a yarmulke. He wore a yarmulke. One of the 6 people was I'm going to say the word frum, you'll see why in a second. One of the 6 people was a person who wore a yarmulke. Okay, December 28th, this person left. He left the firm. He left the firm. Now, leaving December 28th sent up a red flag, because anybody in business knows if you stay till January 1st, you get your bonus. You leave December 28th, you lose your bonus. Fine. He left. Somebody also utilized the computer at 3 a.m., which is a very unusual time. Okay. Those facts were noted by the person in show. And this is out. 6 months later, he calls me 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon in a panic. I didn't know any, there's no reason for me to know any of these facts. He calls me 6 months later, Thursday afternoon, and he tells me these facts that I just told you, and he tells me that the product that they designed now was released by a competitor company in Boston, wherever, I don't know if it was Boston, whatever the city was, and this guy went to work for that company. Okay? Now he told me that as soon as that product was advertised, you know, in the business world, you know, it was the speed of light by computers. As soon as it was advertised, the head of security of the company came down to his unit, locked down all the computers. And he said, by 9 a.m. tomorrow, the president of this, you know, Fortune 400 to 500 company with 25,000 employees is going to be here, and you better answer all the questions he wants to ask. You can go home tonight, but tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Back in the office. He called me up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He's telling me, what should he do? He's no shiloh by him that this guy did it. And there's no shiloh by him. This guy did it. What, is he allowed to give the information? December 28th to 3 a.m. They're going to find out the computer anyway. December 28th, that he quit. In his opinion. So Reb Chaim, he'll be here later. You can talk to him about it. He said, and somebody in Eretz Yisrael argued vehemently with me once, and I was in a different question, Mishpatel, I was talking to him in Eretz Yisrael, a different trip of years. These are very, very challenging shilas. He said the person is a raidus. The person wearing the amulet is a raidus. Why is he a raidus? He's a raidus because of the following reason. He's a raidus because every person who's in an upper echelon, high crust, upper echelon company is going to say, guys who wear yarmulkes, they protect each other, they don't protect the company. That's a raidus on every single person in this room. Because all of us are no longer going to be trusted. Despite the fact that many of us, I'm not talking to mechanics, I'm not talking about people, we know people, halacha people work for companies for years, for decades, with service and dedication, and never do anything wrong. Nothing. And now nobody's going to be trusted. That person's called the raidus. Now it happens to be in Shin Pei Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. You look over there, it says that somebody who is a mezayis, he's Isaac the Euphemist, or Amor. He's Isaac the Euphemist, that means he's involved in
forging currency. That person is called a Meitzer Sarabim. He's a Meitzer Sarabim because what are the Goyim going to say? The Goyim are going to say Jews are involved. And if you know it's only one person, you're allowed to take the person and say, he's the guy. He's the guy. So that's when Mesirah becomes very frightening. That's when Mesirah becomes very frightening. He's the guy. Now, he's the guy means you give him over to Goyim. We were told in Dresden, and somebody had asked before, I don't remember who, is I think it was your question, the high professionalism of Dresden. I'm a very big advocate, Rabbi Yisrael. I've been pushing this at the highest levels I can push it, and I will push it here also. I'm willing to go on record, whatever to do with the tape. Every city should have a Dresden for molestation. Finished. That's the fact of life. Every city should have a Dresden molestation. A Dresden molestation should have a frum professional, mental health professional who works with them. You can't get a frum one, get a non-frum one. You have to have a mental health professional with you. But Lamaisa, after everything is said and done, a person has to know when a person crosses the line of becoming a Meitzer or a Sarabim. Very difficult, horrifically difficult. And who says that the person did it? Now, I'm just combining with what Rabbi Gutman said, I'll conclude with this, and that is that how does anybody ever know if somebody's telling the truth? Which is very, very difficult. I'll take a question in a second, which is very, very difficult. And I just want to add that people should know, if we're talking about Nezikin, now we're talking about words and putting everything together, there have been a number of cases where people have said, and in this situation it's been more women than men, in cases of divorce, where women have said that their husbands molested the children so that they would gain custody, and then it was discovered that they were lying. I know one where already 5 cases. So this is complicated. So I'm getting back, I like to tie everything together. My mother is a wonderful woman. She was at the Refuah Shleimah, so she'll tell you so. Fine. Emotions are something that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. In a certain way, we have to leave them at the door when we walk into a bezin. We have to leave them at the door. Because, you know, you start getting suits, sakach, which was something that, this is what he did. Then you have to say to yourself, who said he did it? How do you know he did it? You know, you got the posse outside and the gang outside, and they want to lynch the guy. Who said he did it? Do you know he did it? Maybe he didn't do it. Now, Mesira, makes the whole situation even much more complicated. Now, can you go to Bezin? Can't you go to Bezin? So Rabbi Yaakov has already 2 tshuvas printed on it. It's printed in, I think it's called Yeshurim. And now the tshuvas already printed in Chela Gimel of Kovitz tshuvas. And it's very interesting, I wanted to tell Ram also, he brings out a tshuvas Arajva. A tshuvas Arajva says over there in Chela Gimel, this is what Rabbi Yaakov really based the Shalom on. If you go with everything only with the Din Torah, then in certain regards, the community can't even function. Bezin needs a little bit more flexibility. And the Torah meant that we should... this is what Rabbi Asher is saying based on the Shubhat Arashra, that we have to include flexibility. But Rabbi is saying this requires great sophistication and knowledge of all the nuances and subtleties that there are going on in Chesh HaMishpat, which we hope that Rabbi Hashem is brought up. There are a lot of people in Chal Yisrael, we'll need more, but there are people in Chal Yisrael coming up the ranks who really have an incredible knowledge and depth of what's going on in Chesh HaMishpat to be able to do this. And so I'd like to, before we get to this afternoon session, I'd just like to say that Nezikin is alive and well. I mean, the applications, you know, may sound a little funny, you know, getting bit by a dog, you know, that's not so, not so traumatic, I mean, in regards to other situations. But a person has to really know Baba Kama, because Baba Kama has to be applied, and all of the halachas of Baba Kama are applicable. Yes.